What do you want to talk about first?
Winning a football game.
Okay, what does a win like this do for you guys the rest of the season?
It was great. Rest of the season, it's just one game at a time. So it gives us some energy going into this week. It shows us what we need to do to win a football game. And it's on the road against a very good football team. And that's very difficult to do in this league.
Talk about your touchdown.
It was a great throw. First, you have to give a lot of credit to the offense for getting the ball down there. They had a heck of a drive to get it down there. And then a great throw by Mallett. And my job was to catch it. And it worked out pretty well.
Were you thinking about your feet keeping them in bounds?
I knew I was close, but I knew I could tell as I was going down that it was going to be my knee, not my feet. But at that point, just worried about catching the ball and hope you stay in.
JJ, you're the first defensive lineman with 48
four touchdowns in the season. That's pretty cool. That's a long time ago. I think there's a lot of season left, so hopefully it's not the end of it. You know, any way you can help your team win football games. I'm very fortunate that the coaching staff and our players put trust in me in a situation like that. And, it feels great. I was telling the offensive lineman in there, there's nothing better than when you score a touchdown and the whole offense runs over to congratulate you. I mean, such a cool feeling. I really, really enjoyed today. It was such a blast.
How used to have you played?
Obviously there's two plays I wish I didn't do, but I'll never apologize for trying to make a play. My number was called and I try and go out there and make a play, and obviously wish I made it gone a little bit more to the left or so. But the rest of the day I'll look at it and see what happened, but I think it was a productive day and overall we got a win, and that's all that matters to me.
What was the key of stopping the run on them, especially against Philadelphia when you were so bad?
Right. I think we did a great job of playing together. I think our team did a great job on defense of playing together. Everybody fitting where they're supposed to fit. Obviously, we gave up that one long run, but you take that away, and it was a pretty darn good day for the defense stopping the run. And, I mean, you have to give a lot of credit to the guys inside, Pick, Poe, Crick, JMO, everybody. I mean, the guys on the edge. It was a full defense team effort. It was great. It was great. I mean, that forced fumble was big. It's good to have him out there. And our defense, we were playing some good ball out there. It was fun.
JJ, with a first-time starter quarterback, no Arian Foster, coming against a good team on the road, getting a W. Some thoughts about that?
All right, our offense did a great job today. They were running the ball extremely well. Obviously, give credit to the offensive line for that. I think Mallett did a good job. I think it was fun. It was fun. You know, the whole team was involved today. And It was a very enjoyable day, and it feels good. On the road, like I said, don't underestimate how hard it is to win on the road against a very good football team. They're a very good team, and we did well.
You and the fans were going at there a little bit for a while. Would that make it even better?
Oh, I mean, you know what? If you're gonna dish out the trash talk, you better be able to take it when it comes back your way. So I didn't say any words back. Just asking what they thought when it wasn't going the way that it was at the beginning.
You screamed once when they were giving you a hard time.
I don't think I ever said anything to them, but maybe I did. I don't know. I got in the moment, but it's fun. You know, that's part of the fun. You have a lot of respect for passionate fan bases, and if they weren't yelling at me, then I'd question it. So I respect them, and hopefully they respect me. But that's part of the fun of the game.
Did you describe the pressure on
I think we did a good job. He even got away from one or two there. But he, I think he felt it, and I know there were a couple big hits laid on him and forced fumbles, so it was good. That's the key. You know, first stop in the run, you always want to stop the run, but then you need to get pressure after the quarterback. Our guys on the back end did a great job making sure we had time to get pressure, so it was a lot of fun. Days like today are really what it's all about, you know. You can sit back, smile, and enjoy it, and then come in tomorrow and figure out what you need to do next week.
JJ, did you feel like Santa Claus today?
Did I feel like Santa Claus today? Well, brother, I don't think I've ever gotten a question quite like that, and I love it. I don't know what Santa Claus feels like, but caught me off guard with that one. I love it. I don't think so. No, I don't think I felt like that, but now I wonder what it feels like.
Was it the old-fashioned football you anticipated?
It was. There was a lot. On offense, our offense ran the ball extremely well, and on defense, we stopped the run. So, yeah, there was definitely a version of it. There was no snow, which I thought would have been pretty neat. But I got to watch plenty of that in the Badger game yesterday, so that was fun.
Are you always going to be expecting to impact it like you did today?
Yes.
Dominator.
Yeah. Every single week. I mean, as a player, as a competitor, that's your goal. That's why you prepare so hard. That's why you work so hard. That's why you do everything that you do. Because come Sunday, it's your job to go out there and make plays, and that's the best feeling when your team's looking to you to make a play, and you get to go make it.
You were kicking yourself after the second penalty. How anxious were you to get back out there to kind of atone?
Yeah, no, it definitely motivated me. You know, go tell the guys that I owe you one. I mean, I owe you two technically, so. But it definitely motivates you to go out there, make some plays, make something happen, because you want to avenge yourself for that screw up. So I'm glad we got the win because it wouldn't have felt good.
Your big Mallett's first touchdown forever in the books. How's that feel?
That's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool deal. He gets the ball, and it's a very special deal to be a part of. I mean, a guy's first touchdown pass. So, like I said, I'm very fortunate that the coaching staff and the players and Ryan trusted me enough to throw it up to me and put me in that situation. And hopefully I get another chance down the road. It's fun to help your team win games. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Alfred Blue. He